Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many in Watertown today are mourning the death of a firefighter. He collapsed after he responded to a house fire earlier today and later died at Mount Auburn Hospital. 54-year-old Joseph Toscano is the first firefighter to die in the line of duty in Massachusetts in nearly 3 years. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Watertown firefighters received calls for a house fire shortly after 10 this morning. The ladder truck arrived first and reported heavy fire showing. By early afternoon, investigators were surveying the scene where Joseph Toscano collapsed.
Firefighters are going into the house where the fire occurred. You can see that part of the house facing the street is completely destroyed, on the second floor. It's completely burned out. The window's blown out.
Toscano lived in Randolph. He's the first firefighter to work for Watertown to have died after battling a fire since the late 1950s, although Boston firefighter Eddie Walsh killed 3 years ago, battling a fire in the Back Bay with his partner Michael Kennedy, was from Watertown. Toscano's fellow firefighters were meeting with stress counselors this afternoon.
People are on the roof of the fire department headquarters now, and they're draping black bunting over each of the bays of the firehouse.
Then Deputy Fire Chief Bob Quinn came out of the firehouse. He was the incident commander at the fire.
I arrived at approximately 10:22 and struck a second alarm immediately. It was very heavy fire and smoke coming from the entire front of the front room of the second floor of the building.
Shortly after Quinn arrived, a call came that a firefighter was down.
The firefighter was inside working inside the fire area, extinguishing and overhauling when he collapsed.
Toscano collapsed from a medical emergency, but Quinn said he did not know the nature of the emergency. Toscano was Quinn's aide for the past 12 years. They worked together every day. Another Watertown firefighter described Toscano as one of the best cooks in the firehouse. EMTs took him to Mount Auburn Hospital, where Quinn says he succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead.
Very sad here in Watertown today to have this situation occur. It's devastating to everybody behind me and everybody inside the building to have this happen.
Quinn called Toscano's death a traumatic event. The state fire marshal says the fire is still being investigated. He says investigators believe the fire was accidental. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.